managing it so that it doesn't take up a huge amount of your time. But it's literally, I'll spend 5 minutes each day sending 2 tweets and automate that so they also go on my Facebook page. And learning how to upload a photo instantly from your phone, so yeah. It's just done.
Even iPhone, I've got one.
I have got internet on my phone. I'm not that retarded.
No, but you can do it through SMS as well. So,
yeah.
So I send.
Yeah.
If I send a tweet by SMS.
Yes.
Then it goes on my Twitter.
It's linked to your Facebook.
And it's automatically on Facebook. So I catch 2 different audiences because some of my business people are on Facebook and some are on Twitter. So.
Yeah, yeah. I can see the benefits now of why people are.
You can learn to do it. I mean, the biggest problem for a small business is time.
Yeah.
And so it's learning to automate the social.
And we're in a new business, we're only in year 5, and so we're growing all the time. And you think what's going to get the value back to us from what we're spending time and money on.
But little things like on your Facebook page, if you set up the notification, so if someone sends you a message on Facebook, writes on your wall, it lands as on your phone.
As a text.
Then you can reply to it as a text without having to go in, log on, and do all of that. You can just do it on your phone. You know, details of next weekend's shoot will be up tomorrow.
How's it monitored? Say we have an unhappy customer.
Yeah.
And he comes on and says, I've been to Park Lodge, it was my worst experience ever, I'm never going to visit again.
You've got the opportunity on social media to
defend it
in a positive
way.
So, you know, I mean, this is good customer relations. We're really sorry. Yeah.
Certainly, yes.
We're really sorry you had a disappointing time, you know.
But you've chanced to put it right.
And then, you know, say.
I've just been down the Tennant Farms.